Hello, Professor Peter Lynham.
Hello, how are you going there, Johnny?
Good, I'm just pressing some buttons, but we're good to go. What's on the cards for this week's That's the Spirit?
The dangerous world of being a pop star in Turkey.
Yes,
so a Turkish pop star by the name of Gülsün Kolakoglu has been arrested for making a little bit of a snide remark about religious schools in Turkey. And she looks as though she's going to be held in prison for having offended the current government.
It's been a while. This happened back in April, but thanks to social media, these sort of remarks live on.
But she was arrested on this Thursday, so it must have taken a while. I think a member of the government got to see the various versions of this that were flying around and people tweeting them, and took high offence and put the police into operation to arrest her.
Yes. Now things have become increasingly more conservative in Turkey over the last decade or so, haven't they?
Oh, for certain, yes. President Erdogan and his political party have set out to move Turkey, which was, always renowned since it was founded, the modern state of Turkey. Kemal Atatürk found it to be a secular state, which, of course, would be the only Muslim majority state to be secular. I'm just pondering whether everyone can say that about Indonesia. Indonesia respects all four religions, but Islam especially so. So perhaps it's similar. But anyway, Turkey became a secular state back in 1915 when the old Ottoman Empire collapsed. And so what's happened is that this secularity is being undermined consistently by the AKP party of Erdogan. And I think their objective is actually to start observing Sharia law long term, which would be a huge thing for Turkey, and might in fact endanger Turkey's place. It's been trying to get into the European community, and has, already has a sort of partial membership of the EC, and this would seem to make it a very different sort of state than the rest of Europe.
Yes. Now, what did Gülsün actually do?
Well, actually, I'm finding it a bit hard to establish exactly what she did. She made a remark, but it was somehow videoed by people. And I think it was videoed during a concert, but I'm not sure that it was publicly part of the concert. I think it might have just been that somebody videoed her making this remark in a gap in the concert. And then they put it on social media, and clearly not in a friendly way, because what that meant was that she was quoted. And it's interesting what she said, because these religious schools are really schools for the training of imam, so the people who lead in Muslim prayers in the mosque.
Yes,
and so
she's made a quip saying that one of her bandmates has a perversion stemming from attending a religious school.
Coming from the school, yes. And you see, these schools have become increasingly used as an ordinary form of education. So, obviously, this is very much stricter than standard Turkish schooling, very much more religious. And so her smart-aleck remark was intended to imply that they do the exact opposite, that they create people who've got weird views and values. Gülsün, of course, stands for the secular style of life that many Turkish young people want.
Yes,
so you can participate in Western styles of doing things. There's been many comments on Turkish media up to now about her dress. Didn't seem so objectionable to me looking at it, but perhaps through Turkish eyes, it was a bit more revealing than the typical woman's dress.
There's a line in a Wikipedia article about her her arrest, and it just says that, this is speculation, I guess, the decision to arrest Gülsün, known for her revealing stage outfits and her support for the LGBTQ community.
Yes, I saw that too.
Yes.
Interesting. And of course, that too is highly offensive to traditional Muslims.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really completely unacceptable.
Yes.
And so in both ways, she'd put herself out on the line. And to make such remarks, surely it's permitted to make such remarks in a standard Western state. You can have whatever views you like to.
Yes.
But that made her unpopular. So they're looking for some way in which they can find her guilty of a crime. And I would presume that in this case, the crime would be inciting religious violence.
Mm-hmm.
And this doesn't bode well for Turkey, to my mind.
Yes.
Of course, every religion has a right to protect its own interests and to do what it can, but it's got to work within the fabric of the state that it's part of.
Mm-hmm.
And surely if Turkey truly wants to flourish, it's got to allow a degree of religious freedom. Well, because who's saying that? That's the problem. Turkey has, for example, caused a great deal of problems. I think it held an American missionary in Turkey in prison for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's closed down a lot of churches. It converted Hagia Sophia back into a mosque from being a museum. So lots of things. I mean, Erdogan's after re-election. That's
yes.
the big thing.
I mean, what? Yeah,
and
what,
I was
on
interested.
That. What do you think? What do you think about the line of thinking that this is a move to garner support from the religious and conservative side
out.
Of things?
No, I think that is absolutely what Erdogan is about. There's an election coming up next year. He needs to look good. He most certainly has consistently said that in, especially not in the urban areas, but you know, vast majority of Turkey lives in rural areas, and in those areas, the mosque and traditional Islam is dominant.
Mm-hmm.
It's only in big cities like Istanbul that you get a more Western flavor to them. And there's zero interest for Erdogan in trying to appeal to those people.
Mm-hmm. There's a certain
anti-urbanism, I think, as well as anti-other religions tone to Erdogan's remarks.
Also a great way to shift people's minds off any economic troubles that Turkey may be facing?
Yes, and of course they've got a few, let alone the absolute mess that they're in on the Syrian border, because Turkey has been intervening in Syrian affairs, partly because the refugees are flooding over the border from ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it wants to do is to contain and stabilize the Syrian situation and to work with the existing government of Syria, which is not everybody's cup of tea, of course.
Mm-hmm. Goodness me. So you think, yeah, obviously not a great situation for Turkey and barreling...
In a very grim situation for Gulfstan, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. We think she's going to be made a prime example of.
I think so. It's interesting, though, that the leader of the opposition party backed her, and so he sees the case of presenting this as a case of religious persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And in Ankara and in Istanbul, I think that might go down very well. But the trouble is, I don't think he can win an election on that base.
Mm. Very interesting, Peter Lynham. Hey, we'll leave it there and we shall catch up with you next Monday, Peter.
Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Very good.
Bye.
Bye.